Welcome to the Curiosity Couch podcast. I'm Erin and I'm super excited to have you join me on this journey of exploration and discovery. This podcast is all about diving deep into the questions that spark our imagination and ignite our curiosity. Each week we will challenge our perspectives on different topics and uncover new ideas to educate and inspire all of you nosy Norahs out there. I'll be inviting guests from every walk of life and engaging in conversations to inspire us all to see the world from new angles. My goal is for us all to learn something new together. So get yourselves comfy, grab yourself a cup of tea, and let your curiosity lead the way. I was an elephant. Then I left.
I thought you'd completely gone home at this point, and I'd had a few drinks. So then I sent the message I did. You're so fine.
As he pressed send, I was walking through the door on my phone. I wake up and I just see a guy lying next to me with a full sleeve. What have I done and where is Owen? Have I done anything this week to piss you off?
I actually made a list of this. I'll have to even get it. My book in the van.
You wrote it in a book. What's pissed you off of me?
This week, yeah.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the Curiosity Couch. Today we have a much requested guest, and that is Mr. Owen Rayner.
Oh, thanks guys.
Okay, so one of the questions me and Owen get asked all the time, and like the most requested question, whether we're on TikTok, on live, is how did we meet? And that's what Joe always says, my little brother. He always just every single time
on TikTok, innit?
Yeah, he just comments, how did you guys meet? Because it was like a running joke. But go on, Owen. You can start off with how we met. So I'll give them a bit of a backstory. We went to the same high school, but Owen was a lot older than me.
I think
you were?
I'm not a lot older.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah,
you sound a bit dodgy there.
No, you're not dodgy. But when we were, it would have been dodgy if we were together in school. I don't think my mum would have been best pleased because I would have been in year 7 and you would have been in year 11.
Well, that does sound weird now.
Yeah, but we're not in school, so it's fine.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So we went to the same school, but Owen was like, obviously I was like a little gimp in year 7, and Owen was one of like Owen was one of like the cool boys in year 11, and he used to walk around with his friend, and I just remember you not wearing ties, and you just have a jumper on up to your collar with your collar over it, thinking you were like Swagger Jagger.
Well, I was.
Yeah, okay.
Back in the day, I was.
Back in the day. Not anymore, no.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I just remembered you from high school being, like, quite a cool kid. And then we left high school.
Oh, yeah.
We left. And you had so many relationships, didn't you?
Taking the mic.
No, Owen's been single for the whole of... I rescued from the trenches of being single.
I think you did, to be fair.
I was the one who turned you, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Led
me to the dark side.
What? No, you can't make out that we don't have a...
No, we do.
We do?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I take it back.
Oh, but I am in the dark side as well.
You are the dark side.
I am the dark side. But, so, I left school, I was in a relationship for ages, and then you actually said, go on. When you first seen me.
I can't remember what I said.
That you used to look at me on Instagram all the time.
Oh, yeah, I did. And you used to have massive feet on your Instagram posts. Remember that?
No, that's not funny. Go on, explain why that was.
When you were in a swimming pool.
In Dubai.
Yeah, your foot was about that big compared to your body.
No, do you want to know why that was? It was because I got a picture on the side of a pool in Dubai. And it must have been the water. It made my foot look really big. So is that, did you not look at me and think, oh, she's fit?
No, just your foot.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Was it actually?
No, obviously not.
Did you think I was good looking?
Well, no. Why'd I be sat here now?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'll break up with you right now. Anyway, Owen used to stalk me every single day, every single week. Cried most nights that I wasn't your girlfriend.
Yeah, I did, to be fair.
Yeah. And then I broke up with my ex, and then we went to Elephant with the girls, and you were in there with your friends, and I remember seeing you for the first time, and I literally was like, I think I said to one of the girls, I was like, he's going to be my next boyfriend. And just like that,
and
the
then
thing
you
was
left.
Picked.
I messaged you.
No, that wasn't that time.
Was that not that time?
No, that was the night after I broke up with Thingy.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. And then my victim was marked, and I thought, you are, like, that is, you're going to be
it's
my...
Like, this is like something off you.
I know. And look, we're sat here now. I knew you were going to be my boyfriend. It was the weirdest feeling.
That's strange, that.
Mm, I know. So then, we never spoke that night or anything. We just locked eyes, I think. And then, a couple of weeks later, we're in Elephant. The sun's beaming. Windows are open. I'm in there with my friend.
I'm barking.
Yeah, Owen's got this really weird thing. Like, when he's drunk, he just barks. Yeah, you haven't done it in a while, actually.
No.
I think that's what?
Tame.
You've been trained.
Tame yourself down.
But yeah, I just heard this barking coming from over from another table. No, actually, it was all of just your mates. And then you came in.
Was it?
Yeah, it was just your mates. And then you came in later and I was buzzing that you'd come in.
And then you left.
And then, we forgot to say we matched on Tinder.
Yeah.
Didn't we? And then I left.
But no one messaged each other at that point, had they?
No. No, Owen didn't have the balls. But I actually think, like, you messaged loads of girls but didn't message loads of girls at the same time.
No, I didn't message any, really.
No.
Well, I probably did, and then...
Yeah, but your conversation was a bit dead.
I don't like talking to people.
It was a good job, I actually
made
the first move, really. You were shit at replying, and I'm a bad replier. Yeah. And this is why I, like, hated you at the start, really. So anyway, we'd matched on Tinder. I was an elephant. Then I left to pick Fern up. But obviously, Owen just thought I'd left.
Yeah, I'd thought you'd completely gone home at this point, and I'd had a few drinks. So then I sent the message I did.
What did you send?
Well, was it your...
What did you send?
You're so fine.
You're so fine. That's what he said. And he sent it, and I am not joking you. It was like watching
as I pressed
film.
Send.
As he pressed send, I was walking through the door on my phone.
And I just looked up. And I knocked my mate at the time. And I just looked at him. Because we both sat there, typed it out. And as...
Who was that, Joe?
No, Jay. Oh. And as you walked in, it was just like, what has just happened?
And I just went, do you not have the balls to say that to my face? No. You didn't say anything.
Didn't I?
No.
Just shit myself.
You shit yourself. And then I went to the toilet and you asked the guys what I was drinking and bought me a drink.
Bottle of Prosecco, wasn't it?
No, you've done that a couple of times though. But that was when you weren't there and you ordered a bottle of Prosecco to my table. You used to be really cute like that.
You used to be a baller.
You did used to be a baller.
Now. Oh, we don't get on to now anyway. Save that for another episode.
Now you've got a mortgage, basically.
Yeah, mortgage and bills.
Mortgage and bills. Same.
Body.
You were doing. Owen was doing his spreadsheet last night of his monthly outgoings after all of his bills, and it was minus £43.
Minus £43. We got a few cutbacks this year.
Yeah, but you want to know what, Owen?
The heating's off all the time. Put your jumper on. Now you understand where your mum comes from. Right, heating's off, lights off. Everyone's sitting in the dark and be freezing.
No, but do you want to know something, Owen? This is all part of the processes of us becoming rich.
This is all part of the, yeah.
And I'm not worried at all.
Even though I'm going to be rich off my cryptocurrencies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to the moon.
Oh, yeah, why?
XRP.
Can I get into crypto?
Well, you can just buy some, yeah. You don't have to get into it.
Well, do I have to keep an eye on it or not?
Depends what you buy. If you buy the ones I have, I keep an eye on it every day.
Do you?
Yeah, I have a look every day.
So why don't you pull it all out?
Because it's going to make more money than what it is, in my opinion.
This isn't another...
In my financial opinion. No, cryptocurrency is going to be way forward. Apparently, American Express is going to start letting people use XRP for payments.
Really? Don't know what any of that means.
American Express credit card.
An Amex?
Yeah, an Amex.
Okay.
That's what American Express means.
Is it?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Wow.
So apparently they're going to start letting people use like cryptos.
Oh, okay. Anyway, back onto our story. I don't know how we got onto crypto from how we met.
I keep sliding off this chair.
So that night, I think we messaged. Oh, I left a new message saying, are you not coming to mine?
And I was
like, something like, I reckon so. You're a bit of a seed, weren't you? No. To be honest. A little bit. So you were like, where have you gone? Miss you. Blah, 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 blah. Like, you're the love of my life. All of this.
Right, now I know you're chatting bubbles. I wouldn't have messaged you at all.
You did message me. You definitely messaged me.
Did I?
Yeah, we were talking. And then the next day, because it was Mother's Day the next day, because you were hungover going to the Croft to buy your mum stuff. Or I was getting my mum stuff or something. Anyway, I can't remember. We were messaging. You just stopped replying. And I'm like one of them people, like, I can't bear when you're like getting to know somebody. I can't bear the slow reply games. You know, when people are like, oh, he's not replied for an hour, so I'm going to reply in 2 hours.
See, mine wasn't games. Mine was like...
It was slightly.
No, I don't reckon it would have been. I reckon it was just busy, like going to the gym, working. You don't reply when you do them things.
We do now.
Yeah, because I have to.
Oh, fair enough, to be fair. But do you know when you met me?
Yeah.
Question. Did you think I was just going to be like a fling or like your wife?
I didn't think I'd be sat here 3 years down the line or whatever it is doing a podcast.
Yeah, but did you know I was different?
Didn't think that would ever happen.
Did you not?
No.
So you thought it was just going to be a dirty stop out?
No. I thought I'd be with you, but I wasn't expecting to be sat here.
Did you think you're going to be with me though? Let's not lie.
Well, at the time, probably not, because I never
had a girlfriend.
Wanted a girlfriend either, really.
And I never wanted a boyfriend, and I think that's why it happened.
It just happens for a reason, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Aw. Isn't that mad?
Must be one hell of a reason.
So, Owen stopped replying, and then we met each other in Elephant again, just like, because that was just where we both hung out back in the day. And we were getting on really well, and we were like, oh, should we go to... Oh, no, we were just going to stay there. And one of my friends was seeing one of your friends at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they were, like, getting on dead well. And then Owen just went really weird and was, like, drinking and he was drunk. And then he left with another girl. Not just one girl. Like, there was, like, a group. And I knew there was nothing between us, but, like...
You were fuming.
I was livid. I was like to Jay, I was like, absolutely not. Like, I hate him. He's so immature for me. I need a man, not a boy. All of this shit. Because you literally was like, bye. And went to Heswell with this other group. And I was like, oh, nice one. So I was there wheeling. Dropped Jay home. And we had like, I literally was slagging you off for about an hour in the car.
Right, yeah.
I was raging. I thought, how rude to just leave me. You know what I mean?
Everything happens for a reason.
It does. And then I swore I'd never speak to you again. And then for some reason, no, we didn't speak. And you want to know what happened? The races.
It was the races, wasn't
it? It was. And I forgot about that. We went to Aintree Races. And I was like dressed up, feeling hot as anything. And then I seen you and Joe at the bar. And I said to Rachel, as we were there, I was like, I'm going to go say something. Or did I? And I just came and stood right next to you and went, oh, hi, Joe. You all right?
We'd bought to the bar and then I turned round and you were there.
Mm. And what did you think of that moment?
Is this a you moment?
Just call me Joe, why not? What did you think when you seen the love of your life standing before your eyes?
Mesmerised.
Did you?
By the yellow dress.
You loved the yellow dress.
I loved the yellow dress, yeah. Do you know about me, hook, line and sinker?
Really?
The yellow dress.
And then I was, and do you know what's funny? I wasn't even supposed to be going to the races. We got them tickets like the day before. I got the ticket. I got the tickets because I knew you were going. Because remember, we'd had this conversation before the night in Elephant. I'd shown you what I was wearing. Because that's why I've got. So
you
to
went
this
the races
day.
Just to see me.
Yeah, basically, I think. Not going to lie. And to this day, Owen's picture on my phone, on his contact, is him wearing a kilt. And that's where that came from. Because.
I can't remember that.
You told me you were wearing a kilt.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I photoshopped your face onto a kilt.
Remember, I used to have one for you, but it's gone.
Yeah, I was in like a maid's dress or something. Like, it was the weirdest thing.
I think that was a bit weird.
Like a milkmaid, not a sexy maid either, like a full-blown like...
German it was, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, German maid. Yeah, weird. So, yeah, I knew Owen was going, so we went. And then I wasn't supposed to be going because I was going to on holiday in the morning, like literally early morning. And I was leaving. We were getting picked up for the airport at 3 a.m. And I said to my mum, no, I'll go to the races. I won't go out after. I'll just come straight home. Obviously, I knew you were going to Slug and Lettuce. And I was like, yeah, let's just go Slug and Lettuce.
Yeah.
We went.
I didn't even really see you in there, did I?
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit at the bar and that. But I was actually, like, semi-speaking to someone, wasn't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember? We were getting to that. But, yeah, that was funny. And then my mum was ringing me saying, like, Erin, like, where are you? And I had to lie saying I couldn't get a taxi home. So she came and picked me up. And I was doing, like, tequila rose or whatever it was, like, Sambuca or something, weren't we? You just kept buying me shots. Yeah, just Sambucas, and I was absolutely leathered. My mum was raging. I get in at like 2 o'clock, hadn't packed.
I can imagine your mum now.
Oh, she was raging. You've ruined our family holiday. I shouldn't have come out that late. Are we going to float in the morning? All of this, like, raging. And I get to home. I think I got home at 1 a.m. Hadn't packed my suitcase. So the things I wore on that holiday were insane.
You didn't have a phone either, did you?
Broke my phone as well, yeah, at the races.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I had to log on to my mum's Snapchat.
Because you were giving me slow replies on all the...
Yeah, I was, and you were... Oh, were you upset about that?
I was, yeah.
From that moment on, you were whipped. Not even going to lie. You can't even deny it. And you know it.
The races.
The races changed it all. So I get home. As I say, packed my case. Didn't have a clue what I was packing. It was all atrocious. I got like 30 minutes late, got up to go to the airport, I got dressed in the dark. I had green joggers on, a purple hoodie.
I remember my makeup
the still on.
You sent me that.
Horrendous. Did I send you a selfie?
Yeah, in the lift with everyone.
Yeah, I did. And you were still out.
I was still in town
and I was in the airport. And then I was still drunk. My dad didn't speak to me the whole way to the airport. Dramatic. And then on the plane, it was so bad. And then on the plane, the hangover kicked in and I've never felt so rough.
Yeah, that's all the joys of it though, isn't it?
Yeah. And
couldn't
then
do
we
that
just
now.
No, absolutely not. We're in bed by seven,
yeah,
aren't we?
Couldn't even drink till bloody 10 o'clock now.
Yeah. No, we're rubbish, aren't we? We are like
we tried to get better every Christmas Eve.
We can't speak about Christmas Eve, it's just a no go.
Does Kate know about Christmas Eve?
Kate knows about Christmas Eve. We can never speak about Christmas Eve 2024. This is like our version of Gavin and Stacey, Bryn and Jason's secret.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
And we promise each other to take that to our grave.
Yeah.
And if we ever broke up, God forbid, you use that against me, I will have you killed.
That was crazy.
That was the craziest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I've never
Pinky seen, promise.
I've never seen anything like that before.
All right, moving on. moving on.
Anyway, back to the story.
But yeah, from then on, we were just kind of like...
On and off.
On and off. Well, that was all my fault, though. To be fair, though, I'd come out of a really long-time relationship and I didn't want to mess you around, which I ended up doing even more. But like, for some reason, I just kept coming back to you because I knew. It was kind of like right person, wrong time. Because I knew that I wanted to be with you.
Yeah.
Because you were such a perfect person. But I just, like, couldn't at the same time because I was traumatised. Do you know what I mean?
No.
You won't know what I mean, but I am actually grateful, though, that you actually just stuck around. Because I wouldn't have.
I can't believe I stuck around.
I can't believe you stuck around. That's how I know you love me.
That's good then, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Did you have any thoughts, like, why did you get back with me?
Probably because I did love you anyway.
Oh, that's so cute.
Crop that out.
No, not. That's like a really nice thing that you've just said.
Don't make that one of them bloody things.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
But yeah, we've had, talking about Christmas Eve, we've had many wild nights,
haven't we?
When we were wild, we were wild. We used to go out drinking like every weekend, but like not in a bad way. Like we just had so much fun, didn't we? Like before, we had responsibilities. We used to go to Oxen like all the time with my dad and everyone. One of the wildest nights me and Owen have ever had was in Amsterdam.
Yeah, that was just all sorts of madness.
That was madness. I'll tell you about Amsterdam.
It was like a scene off The Hangover.
It was actually... Go on, tell them what happened in Amsterdam that night.
Well, we started off nice and chill, didn't we?
And we were going to be chill because we were tired.
Well, actually, let's go back to the start.
Okay.
So we went out for lunch. Sophisticated lunch in Amsterdam.
Yeah, we did. We had red wine.
Yeah, yeah. And in Amsterdam, in the cafes, you do naughty things.
Not that naughty, guys. Just what you do in Amsterdam. I didn't like it.
With a green leaf.
With a green leaf.
Yeah. So we did that midday.
Taking in the culture.
Was that the same day we went on that swing thing?
No, that was the first day, I think.
Oh, right. I can't remember what happened after that. Anyway, we went to Hard Rock, didn't we? It was your birthday.
It wasn't my birthday. Everywhere we go, right? Owen's got this... You haven't done it in a while, have you?
I haven't done it yet.
Owen's got this running joke with himself. Nobody else, himself, that he tells them that it's my birthday. So every restaurant we went to in Amsterdam...
Yeah, but you get free dessert.
Yeah, to be fair.
Might not anymore now, we admit that.
Yeah, I know. Well, he did it. And, like, the Hard Rock Cafe gave me a bloody card and all sorts. Had the whole place singing to me. I was mortified. What?
So we had a meal in there. Then we were looking for somewhere else to go for a drink.
No, we were just going to go home. And you said about the casino.
Oh, I thought we were looking for somewhere else for a drink. And then we decided we were going to go home. And then we stumbled past the casino and said, do you want to go to the casino and never go? And that was the end of it, wasn't it?
And I was just like, oh, I really want to go home. I'm dead tired. And then I thought, do you know what? No, we'll go for an hour. Because it was only like 10:30, wasn't it? It was dead early.
Yeah, it was even earlier than that, I think.
Half nine. It was dead early. And we said, we'll just get an early night. We were knackered because we'd done so much walking. Went into this casino and it was probably one of the best nights of my life, but the weirdest night of my life. Like, I was looking around like at all the people thinking like, who is rich? Who is poor? Do you know what I mean? And they pumped oxygen in. So, like, we went in and we were all, like, automatic. It was like a scene out of Percy Jackson and the Lightning.
I wonder if they do actually pump oxygen.
You told me that they do.
I was just winding you up. But I think they actually might.
Are you joking? I've probably believed... I've told everyone that, you know.
I reckon they will. I think
they must do because we were tired.
We were knackered.
We were knackered.
Wide awake.
So I was just keeping drinking red wine because I was like, I want to look, like, dead mysterious and sophisticated. Don't know why that makes me mysterious and sophisticated, but we were drinking red wine. And then I basically just forgot that the buttons were money.
Yeah, and it was all my money at the time.
I was just going...
And we won the first few.
We won quite a bit of money and then lost it all. I think we got up to like 500 quid.
Yeah.
And then lost it all and more.
And more.
A lot of money was lost that night. A lot of
money. Since then, we haven't been on holiday.
But, so basically, we just got really, really, really bladdered in this place in Amsterdam.
No, you couldn't feel, you didn't feel drunk in the casino because of the oxygen, I think.
And then you went out.
And then we got air sniped on the way out.
Oh, my God. And then we decided to have another leaf.
Yeah.
Which is, like, not me. That is, like, crazy for me. Like, actually wild.
We had another leaf on the way
home. Oh, my God. And then the wildest thing happened to me in the morning. I wake up, right, roll over. Bearing in mind Owen's not got a tattoo on his body. I roll over and I just see a guy lying next to me with a full sleeve. A full sleeve. And I am literally thinking, it was like waking up out of The Hangover, the movie, and I thought, oh my God, what have I done? Like, genuinely, what have I done and where is Owen? Like, I genuinely thought I've cheated on Owen, like, and I don't know where I am. Owen had a sleeve in the morning. I, like, realised it was Owen and I was like, I've never been so confused in my life. He had a full sleeve.
I can't even remember how it happened.
I can't. It was the weirdest thing. Did you shit yourself and think it was real?
Yeah.
Did you?
I don't remember me jumping in the shower, scrubbing myself. Scrubbing myself silly.
He scrubbed himself until he made himself bleed. And then he had to go to A&E when we got home because...
Oh, yeah. Help me help her. Yeah, my elbow.
He had to go to A&E.
Remember when my elbow went like that?
It went massive.
I had like a big ball of like, it was like that on my elbow.
It was huge. So Duncan's weighing in and the woman said, you've got a little cup there. I think that'll be what it is. It'll be an infection in the skin. And then she said, have you had an accident? Like, did you hurt your elbow? And we both looked at each other and she went, what did you do to it? And he said, oh, I had like, what did you say? I dressed up as a pirate.
You dressed up as a pirate at a fancy dress party to scrub my arm.
She was like, yeah, that'll be it.
I had to take a day off work for that and everything.
Oh my God, we were in A&E for so long. I thought you broke your elbow. Oh, it was that was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, that was mad, that.
That was actually crazy. What other wild nights have we had, Owen? What stands out?
Armageddon was good, wasn't it, to be fair?
Yeah, Armageddon.
It wasn't wild, but it was a laugh.
I know, we need to go to Armageddon next year again.
Yeah, definitely, I'll go there again.
Me and you were terrible, though. I nearly ripped his coat. I broke your coat, didn't
you
I?
You broke your coat, yeah.
Holding on to you that bad?
I think I'd want to have a few drinks if we went next time. It'd yeah. It'd be funnier.
It's how you get home, though.
Yeah, true, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Cape Verde was funny.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't remember Cape Verde exactly being funny.
How? We had the shits.
We had the shits the entire time. That's when I feel like I truly got comfortable with you. I remember sitting on the toilet thinking I need my mum.
You're more than comfortable now.
I'm more than comfortable now, yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think, like, if you ever broke up with me and I got another boyfriend, I don't know how I'd reverse my comfortability.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to.
But also, I was saying to you the other day, wasn't I? Like, if you tried to break up with me now, I don't know why I've never thought of this before. I just wouldn't let you. Do you know what I mean? Like, how can somebody break up with someone if you just don't leave? Like, I just wouldn't leave.
You get a restraining order in that case.
You'd have to do that. You would honestly have to do that. I just would not let you break up with me. And that's that. Is that alarming?
Yeah. Why would you not let me?
Why do you want to?
I don't.
It sounds like you do.
That sounds quite alarming, that.
Are you plotting?
Plotting what?
Don't, because I'll start overthinking now that you're going to leave me. Are you going to?
I can't confirm or deny.
Owen, come
I'm
on.
I'm only joking. No, never.
Okay, anyway, that settled that. Have I done anything this week to piss you off? This is like Abby Clancy and Peter Crouch's weekly wine.
I actually made a list of this. I'll have to go and get it.
No, you never.
I did.
Did you actually?
Yeah. No, I've got my book in the van.
You wrote it in a book. What's pissed you off of me?
This week, yeah.
No, you haven't.
I write it every week.
No, you don't.
A journal.
Go on, name something that I've done.
Hang on, what do you think I'm going to say?
I don't know.
What do you think pisses me off the most?
Being untidy.
Yeah.
Would you change me, though?
No. Would you change me?
No, not for the world.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. But go on.
So what's pissed me off this week?
God.
No, I've only actually got loads.
This is like therapy. You can get it all out.
Can I?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, bloody hell, I've been waiting for this time.
Go on.
It's literally just your untidiness.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I am untidy. I do get that, though, but
you are very untidy. Like, if you get changed, there's a trail of clothes.
She's so bought this yesterday.
Or if she, like, washes her face, every single thing in the bathroom's on the side and nothing gets put away.
Yeah, but that's because I'll use it.
Or if you cook, I don't know how you do it. Every single utensil needs washing.
No, do you want to know why that is, Owen? Because I stopped.
No, don't blame me.
No, because you put it in the dishwasher.
Even when I'm not there, you still do it.
No.
No, I came home to get me lunch the other day, and every single thing was out. I need any cut mints. All I need is a pan and a bloody flat thing.
Fish slice.
Yeah.
No. When we're cooking together, I'll have one fork out, one this, one that. If I put something down on the side for 2 seconds, it's in the dishwasher. 2 seconds,
it's gone. That's called efficiency.
No, it's called annoying. I know where everything is. I may be messy, but I'm an unorganised, messy person. Sorry, I'm an organised, messy person.
No, you're not. You're not organised and messy.
Yeah, but when
you're
I take my messy clothes off, if they're not dead...
You don't know where anything is without me telling you where it is. Like, Owen, where are my shoes? I don't know. I didn't wear them. Like, I didn't take them off.
I know, but I am trying.
Oh, and you've been farting a lot recently. Loud. Not like subtle. Not like puffs.
They're princess puffs.
They're not. They're fucking Jack the Rippers.
So why is it okay for you to do that and not me?
Because mine is a princess puff.
It's not, Owen. And when you do it, you lock me under the duvets to smell it.
That's normal though, isn't it?
A Dutch oven.
Hang on, you actually go.
No, I don't. That is the biggest lie.
You love a Dutch oven on yourself.
I mean, that is the biggest lie.
Don't try and hide it on the podcast.
Try and don't smile. So don't smile if I Dutch oven myself. That's the biggest lie.
Okay, you don't smile. You don't smile. I can see.
That's it. A funny thing to actually talk about. Actually,
I can see it in your face though.
When me and Owen argue, because we don't argue, do we?
No, hardly ever.
Hardly ever. And when we do, it's like a slight bicker.
Yeah.
And it's always solved within the hour. Which I think is why I feel like we work because I am a grudge holder.
You don't go to sleep on an argument.
No, never. I would quite happily go to sleep on an argument and I would quite happily just carry it out for 3 weeks.
Most of the time I forget what we've argued about anyway.
Me too. So like our thing though, like when we argue, even if it's like a bad argument, which will literally be over, I couldn't even think on the top of my head of what we'd argue over. Because it's not even mess, because you are just chilled. So even when I'm messy, like you're not horrible to me about it.
Do you know what else annoys me?
Oh, go on.
When you're not in work till 10 and you stay in bed till 9 and I've got to get up at 6 and what does... Make that make sense? Like, why can't I sleep in till like 6:30?
Like, okay, well, I'll make a deal with it.
Or go to the gym.
That's rare, though. That's rare.
It's rare that you walk a dog without me.
Because that's unsafe out there on the streets.
Not in the daylight.
It is.
I've got a tracker on you.
Yeah,
and you're peeping. I know where you are.
I would be
stabbed. Yeah? Yeah, but at least I know where she's been stabbed.
Come and rescue me.
Yeah.
But anyway, Owen, how do we resolve an argument? Every time.
No, we can't keep a straight face, can we?
No. So Owen just goes, Ez. And as soon as I hear him say that, I'm like, don't you fucking smile. Don't you smile. And I do everything to not look at him because I know that he just goes, smile. Like, we just like start laughing instantly, don't we? Yeah. And then it's all over then. But when I'm really pissed off when he does that, like, it really annoys me because I cannot keep a straight face. Can I?
It's so easy, though.
It's so easy. So, couples out there, when you argue, just try that. Just tell each other to smile. It works pretty well.
I'm going to sneeze.
What annoys... Bless you.
Sorry.
That's one of my pet peeves, how you sneeze, and that was quite a good one.
Was it?
Yeah, you do, like...
I only do that around you.
It's so annoying.
Just to annoy you.
It is so annoying. What annoys me about you?
I don't think anything could annoy you about me.
Oh, God, there's so much, Joe.
Is there?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
It annoys me that we'll have a solid plan in place, right?
This one was coming.
You will know exactly what we're doing, and someone will ring you or something. Like, say, for example, we've had a plan for a week, right? Your mum will ring you and be like, oh, what are you doing today then? Oh, like, you know, what are you doing? Well, this is more like when she lived here, like, she'd be like, oh, what are you doing today? Oh, not much, really. And I'll be sat there like, yeah, we are. We've got an entire day. Oh, no, a better example. Scrap that. A better example, right, my dad will ring and go, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to come to Oxton or something? And we'll have a set plan. We'll be going to the cinema or going out for a meal or whatever. And then I'll be like, yeah, don't think we're doing anything. And then I look like the bitch, cancelling.
Gotta love a pint with the father-in-law, though.
No, you are a yes man.
I'm not.
You are.
I just, like, we could do...
No, but we can't do
two
both.
Things at once.
We can't.
You can.
And you'll just blame, and then you'll be like, oh, are we still going out? Like, it's been debated. You'll make up in your head, knowing that something's happening, and being like today with the podcast, you knew we were filming it. And then last night you were like, oh, I might go to the gym after work. And I'll be like, what about the podcast? And you'll be like, oh yeah, are we filming the podcast yet?
Well, I didn't know if you'd inform me.
I would have let you know. That is one of my biggest pet peeves, is like pretending not to know that something's happening.
Okay, I'll try and work on that.
What's another pet peeve that I've got for you? Oh, the toilet seat being up in the middle of the night.
No, but
I fall in.
I didn't get it because...
Regularly. Because I'll go into the toilet, like, well, with my eyes closed, and I'll literally just, like, fall in.
Would you prefer way on your legs, then?
Yeah. Because otherwise I'm sitting in the bowl of piss.
Would you?
Yeah, because otherwise, when I fall in, I don't think you understand, my arse touches the water. Yeah. Exactly. It's so annoying.
It's minging.
Yeah. It's your fault.
What else?
There's not much.
That's all right then, isn't it?
Yeah, you do a lot for me, to be fair.
I do everything.
Not everything. You make me sound like I don't do anything. So how do you feel that we're now parents, Owen?
It was almost an impulsive purchase, the dog as well.
Well, my auntie has like 16 dogs and she breeds.
She has 16?
16 dogs. And she's like the most amazing person with dogs ever. She loves every single one of them dearly. And
I was doing a job at hers, wasn't I?
Yeah, and you kept sending me pictures.
And she had this litter, and it must have been a week or 2 weeks old. And
that's so cute that you've known Louis since he was like out the womb.
I seen Louis, and there was one of the others, I think it was a tan one. And I was like, God, it's going to be hard not to get one of these. Even said it to Ween at the time. I was like, it's going to be hard not to get a puppy.
But I'd always said, like, we always wanted a dog, didn't we?
And then kept sending Erin pictures. And then in my head, I'd bought one. And then what happened? Oh, I came back to second fix the bathroom about 4 weeks down the line. And then I just thought, fuck it, let's get him. Then next minute, I'm thinking of
you
a way.
You and Ween pulled that off so well, you know.
I was thinking of a way to surprise you with a puppy. Well, to be fair, Ween did most of it. Mm. She came up with a plan. And now I'm a parent.
It was so good, the plan, though. So basically, we were going. Where were we? Where did you say we were going? Oh, you were taking me on a surprise date, but to wear gym clothes.
Yeah.
Is what you said. That's, and I was like, gym clothes? And I was saying to all the girls in work, I was like, I best not be going. I thought you were going to take me to like a trampoline place or something. And then
I could have told you to wear something a bit different, but it was a little bit weird, wasn't it?
Mm.
You know, if you turned up in dress and high heels, pick a puppy up.
Yeah. No, but it worked really well because we stopped off to pick Joe up. Did we pick Joe up from school or something? And Ween rang you.
Oh, no, we
and
did.
It was the honestly, she's a good liar, isn't she? My auntie's, I love it a bit. She's so funny.
Ween knows how to play the...
She rang me and said, and she was like in a panic, and she was like, Ez, are you with Owen? And I was like, oh, he's just run out the car. Like, is everything okay? And she was like, oh, no, I'm trying to get hold of him. All my electricity's gone off and I'm going away tomorrow and the kids are going to be in the house on their own. I can't leave them without electricity. And I was like, oh, God, okay. And she lives in Ruthin, so, like, North Wales, so it's like, a 45-minute drive from us. Was it a Friday night? Friday. And I was like, oh, God, this is really annoying. So I was like, oh, what, like, do you want him to come down tomorrow? And she was like, no, I need him to come tonight if there's any possibility. Like, if you can't, don't worry, like, I'll ask your dad. But I really could do with him coming down because the kids aren't going to have any electricity. And I was like, okay, like, no probs. You come back in the car. I was raging, wasn't I?
Yeah, because we were meant to be
going on a date. We hadn't been on one in ages. And I was, like, texting the girls, like, I'm fuming. Like, we've got to go to my auntie's now, which I love going to my auntie's. But, like, I thought we were going on a nice date. Anyway, we get there and we get his tools out, goes and says, I'll go and have a look what it is. So he walks off and my auntie says, oh, come in the kitchen, Ez. So I just thought we were going to have a drink while Owen sort the problem. And then Owen shouted, did you shout me or did Emma shout me?
Did Ween just
bring me in?
No, I shouted you.
You shouted me. And I walked in to our living room and there was just this box with wrapping paper on it. And that was the only exciting bit about going, by the way, is because I knew she had puppies. So I was like, okay, I can cuddle puppies while he's fixing things. It's not going to be the worst day in the world. But as soon as I seen the box, like, I just knew.
Okay.
And I broke down. I was like, so, oh, I couldn't believe it. But then I was so excited, couldn't sleep for weeks. I had to take sleeping pills, didn't I? Because I was that excited.
Yeah.
I had to buy them sleeping pills that you used. Nightol. Because I could not sleep. I was so excited. Because we went to see him when he must have been about 6 weeks. We had 2 weeks left.
Yeah, we went, because I seen him, 4 weeks. And then I had to hold me water for 2 weeks on it. Yeah, and 6 weeks, and then we got him at 8, didn't we?
Yeah. And when we went to pick him up, I was so excited, but I had a moment when I went really faint and dizzy, and I was like, shit.
Why?
I don't know. Have I ever told you this? I don't know if I have. I got this wave of anxiety, like, I can't do this.
Yeah, it does change your life, doesn't it?
Yeah, but in the best way possible. Yeah. People say it puts a strain on you. I'd, like, couldn't, I could, there's no us without Lou.
Well, we've got to go walk him, though.
I know. I just love him. Like, the amount of, I just love that dog, you know. He is like my little soulmate, isn't he?
Yeah, he loves you.
He does love me. I just love him so much. And I feel like he's just changed my life in the cringiest way. I just love him. Yeah. Yeah. I'm at my happiest when I'm with him. And you.
I was going to say, nice one.
Yeah. But when we picked him up, I got this like wave of like sick anxiety. Like,
was that in the car or not?
No, at Weans. It was when I sat in the puppy pen with them all and I was like, oh my God, we're taking one. Like, we are responsible now, like, for him.
Yeah, been a mad year, hasn't it? Like, got a house, got a puppy.
The first time that we've actually... I know. Yeah, we haven't spoken about the house, but that's going on too long.
Well, we weren't homeless, the next time.
Yeah, we basically were homeless.
Yeah, we were staying in your room with...
all my family.
I was living out of Chester Jaws.
Yeah, you had nowhere to live. You were homeless.
I was actually homeless.
Owen was homeless, I took him in. Well, my mum took you in. But that was the best time living with my family, wasn't it?
It was funny, to be fair.
It was so funny.
With everyone.
Because you've never had that, have you? Like a chaos.
Not brothers and... No, not chaos like that.
Yeah. It's another level, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's another level of chaos. But yeah, I think we'll talk about the house in the next episode because that will go on too far. But
okay.
We find it so funny living together, don't we?
Yeah.
We have so much
fun.
We have
lived together, but in this house, it's just... completely different.
And people say like it puts like a strain on you and it can make you like argue and stuff.
Well, that's what everyone says to you, like how you find that living with Erin is like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's just normal.
I feel like we've always lived together though.
We've
always spent so much time together.
Yeah, we have.
And I've never had the feeling of like, I need to have a breather. Have you?
Yeah.
Have you actually?
I'm really joking.
No, don't joke.
No, we actually haven't, to be fair.
You never feel like, oh my God, I need to get away from her.
Only when I go to the gym. I'm really joking.
Are you though?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
No, we actually am.
Okay. Well, I never feel like that anyway, because I do actually love living with you. It is like living with a best mate, isn't it?
Yeah.
We do have fun. We laugh a lot.
Like last night, what were we doing last night?
Oh, I don't know. I had another laughing fit about living with each other last night.
No, it wasn't even that.
What were they laughing at then?
I don't know. You're just being strange.
I was being so strange. My hair was dead greasy. I looked like Gollum brushing my teeth. And then you were brushing your... It's when we're brushing our teeth, it makes me laugh so much.
And then it's a funny thing to do, brushing your teeth. It is mad, like.
And then
you put toothpaste on your teeth and clean them.
But then the foam of the toothpaste was like running down your hand because you were laughing and I started gagging, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, funny. We'd have such a good documentary about us, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, home life is so funny.
If we had,
funny.
Like, hidden cameras everywhere and people could see what was going on.
We'd be millionaires. That'd be a funny, funny programme.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Funny. Is there anything else you want to talk about today, Erin? What are we going to offer tea?
What time is it?
Should we go get a med kit, Jen?
I'd eat something.
Well, obviously.
No, like, something like that.
Well, I can just get chicken, can't I? I might just ask for two.
We've got to go home. Well, the dog. We can't go out for tea.
No, not out for tea.
Can it
pick it up
again?
Yeah.
Should we get it delivered?
Yeah, can do. Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks so much for coming on, Al.
No problem.
I'm proud of you.
You may see me again.
You will see you again. Has it been as bad as you thought it was? Once you get into it, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, once you get into it, it's not too bad.
It's very out of your comfort zone.
This is not an Erin Rayner thing to do.
But I'm proud of you.
I'm not a social... Well,
this is the thing. You'll do anything for me, won't you?
Yeah, I am a social... No, I'm not a social media posting person at all.
I think you're getting there. I think you are getting there. Yeah. I think this year you're going to smash it.
Yeah, I don't know about...
You're going to get on TikTok?
I don't know about that.
With electrics, though, do TikTok electrics.
Not I was talking to someone about that today. They was like, you don't want to put your trade online.
Why?
Because if you're
who said that given... to you and were they over 60?
No. If you're
were
giving...
they over 50?
No. If you're giving other people tips and tricks...
Bullshit, because that's like me doing it. That is the most man thing I have
know.
Ever
I sort
heard.
Of agree with it.
No. My dad, do you know why that I know that's a man thing to say? Because my dad said when I started teaching, he was like, well, why the bloody hell would you want to teach people how to do what you're going to do? If you're confident and you're good at what you do, you've got
no I get when teaching other people, but not when you're broadcasting to everyone about how you do the job, because people could copy your ideas and underpin you.
In what area? That's like slim. Talk to Kate about that. That's slim pickings.
Do you not think Erin films how she does nails? That's the same thing.
It's exactly the same. Or microblading, a niche. I film it all the time. Nobody's going to pick off you.
That's like, what? So I'm going to watch you do
a girl. I think it's a completely different industry, though.
It's not.
It is,
but it's not with social media. And the thing is, you'll just go massive on social media by doing posts like that, and you'll get paid double the people who are just copying you. And the reality is, the people who are copying you in this area will be minute, and you're that good at what you do, and you'll be well established that you'll have no competition whatsoever.
Well, you might see me on TikTok, you might not.
I think you will. Well, you're not going to listen to that person because that's bullshit, mate.
I like to be mysterious.
That's going to be the caption for this video.
I like to be mysterious.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll let that wrap up the.
Kate doesn't approve.
Wrap
that.
Up your first TikTok. High five.
Low five.
No, high five. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for watching, guys. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.